Is you ready? I've been ready. Classic. Yeah, and your focus
on me. Yo, my peeps, what up? It's been long, bro. It's been long, but it's just been a week, though. Haha, just kidding, yo. Welcome to the another episode of the Steps Podcast with me, your host, yeah, your guy, Seju. So, my guys, today we're just back to tell you a story. I mean, life is all full of stories, though. I mean, I'm a storyteller. I know. Like, the other day, I just decided to chill, and I remembered this funny thing. You know, guys, if you've been following recent media lately, you've just known that 17th May was this thing about this guy, mwenye this chica colored his fair. Yeah, in 1992, 17th May 1992, yeah, this guy, Freshly Mwamburi, yeah. So, Freshly Mwamburi, if you know the story, was in love with this girl known as Stella. Yeah, so, when Freshly loved Stella, Freshly sold his cows, land, and everything just to get fair to take Stella to Japan to study abroad. So, you know, like, then Stella comes back, like, 4 years later with a kid and a husband, though. So, like, Freshly was so sad. Afterwards, went and recorded a hit song that was called Stella Wangu. And, like, that song back then was a hit, I mean. Where even right now, he released the remix, I mean, like, he mixed it with like reggae beats and stuff in general. Right now it has like 1 million views on YouTube right now. And really got me thinking, I mean, like, heartbreaks. Man, I mean, heartbreaks. So, today is a storytelling session known as To The Ones Who Broke Our Heart. I mean, the one who broke my heart. Today I'm talking about my heartbreak theory. So guys, welcome to the Steps Podcast Storytelling Edition with me, your host, your guy, Seju. I hope you'll enjoy. So today we'll be crying. Just cry with me. I mean, just feel my pain. Dom, senior room here, though. Ha! Yo, let's turn so happy, bado. Just stay tuned, okay? We're coming back. Hope you enjoy the episode. So, everyone has ever experienced a heartbreak. I mean, if you've ever dated or you know anything about dating, you know, like, heartbreaks are not new. I mean, hey, like, in every gangsters, I mean, obviously gangster, kila mtu anajitanga gangster at first, I mean, but unapatanga, like, there's that one person, I mean, anarudishanga gangster when zako to zero street cred. You know, like, the other day, one of my friends, I asked her, like, why are you single, though? You know what she told me? I mean, like, she's not ready kutembea na magoti. Then I was like, what do you mean by kutembea na magoti? Then she was like, me loves, humbles you, my guy. Love inaku humble, I mean, nakurudishanga chini pako. You're like, where? That is when you know attachments say kwangia emails, bro. Attachments say kwangia emails solo, bro. Haya, wait till you get attached to someone. So this guy here, you gangster, as I always call myself, simped. I was once upon a time, I was a Simpson. I used to simp for someone out here. Man, them days, TBT though. So, I mean, I remember like, there was this chica. So, let me start. So, this was what happened. I think it was my first year in campus, bro. So, we talk like high school, you know, we were like, yo, trend at uni, you know, everyone is so pumped, so energetic. Like, I'm going to uni, you know, it's just a big thing. And I was so excited. Then, man, Corona came. Boom, online. So, for me, I did like my first semester online. So, I remember like 2020, all of this happened 2020. In 2020, I got heartbroken, not more than once to say the least. So I'm gonna tell you about this one heartbreak that really kind of feel like it hurt me. And I know that chica out here, maybe an escape story. Man, uninyumiza, you hurt me, you broke my heart. I mean, wa mama. So today I'm going to tell you about this chica. So I met, we were online, you know. So I took out my other class, you know. Like that day, we don't know people, like, not national two shots per DM. We met, you know, yeah, like, we met meeting through the WhatsApp group. Or I'm like, oh, to my your picture, I want to see your DP. You know, we took a maize. People like exchanging pictures, you're getting to know your classmates. So, Mimi, this chica texts me. So at that time, it was kind of the rep of our class and stuff. So this chica texts me, you know, like, so like, she asked me about something about the class, and afterwards, we start talking. I mean, so napo nunambuanga, bro, usiguze cosmate ama classmate. Toka ata mtu wa faculty, bro, kampo, usikule, no matter what. I mean, the shackles of where you are. Usiguze, please, classmate wachana nayo. Please, mina waomba, ukuinje, cosmate, usiguze, ata faculty, and tembea, toroka. If you akikujia, that is the devil. Devil, mimi shetani, mimi nawaambia ukweli. Haya. So, yeah, just listen to me ranting in a rant a lot. So, like, this day, So we started talking to this girl. So we vibe. I mean, like, yo, man, the vibe was strong. Where, you know, as a guy, you know, when you start simping, when you'll be doing late night calls, you are like, umeka kwa kitanda, your legs are up. Oh, napata uko kwa kitanda, you are talking, you are smiling. I mean, ukichat, you are like, you're ignoring all chats, just talking to this girl. That's when you know, like, I am falling, you know. So I fell. But, oh, the brony young, I fell. Though, because I'm like, where? You know, so I fell for this chica, but there's a red flag though. See, I never realized this at first. So when I met this girl was kind of cuffed to someone, you know, else. But, you know, like, me never knew we'd fall for each other or something. So me, like, we started off as friends. The bestie thing. So, like, the bestie theory, everyone says, like, oh, people only say, like, it's going to start as bestie. Then the third thing is going to be chubui. So we were still at the first bestie. We're waiting for the next bestie and then the chubui part. So, in the first bestie, we're like, oh, you know, like, we started calling each other. Oh, hi, babes. Kwaje. Good morning. No, that's the formalities. Oh, umeamka. Umekula. Haha, you know. Just checking up, you know. We're just normal checking up. Started, like, to chatting the whole day. Chatting to long nights, you know. I think we kind of moved the talking stage so fast. Leo tulikuwa tunaongea if you were, like, oh, close. Kesho chanza ku vibe, you know. We think we moved so fast. And that's this girl told me, oh, you know, she has a guy. So, you know, me was like, ah, me don't care, though. Me is like, she's just a friend, though. You know, kumbe didn't know. So, this day, me, I'm like, I'm just chilling. Then this girl asked me a question. You know, that time she had been having troubles with the guy, his boyfriend. So, her boyfriend. So, she used to come to me and ask me, oh, you know, I'm fine. So, I mean, being a best friend to a girl, I mean, it's a very bad thing. We actually helped this girl to get guys and stuck up. I mean, mbona mnoendeanga? Si mtu tukuji, I'm too pendy. Seriously, I'm too tacky. So, this girl used to come to me and ask me about her boyfriend, and I'm like, oh, so you have a friend. So used to help her out with such thing. So like this day, this girl, you know, just talking. I mean, like, then this combo got weird in a way. So this girl asked me a question: if I shoot my shot, what will you do? I mean, that was a trick question. I mean, it was like, I kind of figured, like, no, because I kind of felt like this girl had already friend zoned me, and I was like, yeah, I'm okay with it though, because I'm okay with it being friend zoned. You know, it's like 1 hour, like she done stuff. So like, you know, she was asking me this question, then, you know, at that time, My mind was playing this song, Salty Soul Friend Zone, jumping out of the friend zone. But I hope I got no parachute. So I was like, Mimi, I'll just kubali stakatambo nikate bedwe, because I still care for you, no boy nikate. And me being with you, me plus you, it's not a bad math. I think we can add up, you know, 1 + 1 is equals to you. You know, hey, what did they say? Like, I was like, yeah, no deal. And then I asked her, what about you? And she was like, me, yeah, I'll kubali because I kinda love you. I mean, like, where? I was loved, bro. Have you ever felt like your heart is just flying? I mean, mabawa. No, na ile kitu. Na tu ile kitu nameless so ile bewa tiamu. Na sikia tu mabawa. Mabawa. My wings, I will just fly in your air. I was like, yeah, I'm napendwa. I'm loved. Like, yeah. I was like, wow. Okay, so I was like, do I say I love you? You know, like, this was where I think we were in the second bestie. You remember, we were the first bestie, the second. So the second bestie is where the love yous start coming. So we tulikuwa tumeanza babes. Sasa tumeanza kwa babe. No. Tukapo kwa babe mshamba anapendwa. Then I was like, what about your guy? Then she was like, no, let's just see where this will go, because actually, you know, we are supposed to join campus soon, physical. And she was like, no, we'll just actually be spending more time with you together. So like, actually, like, he's giving me trouble. Me not seeing us working out. You know, the lies that we tell ourselves. So to me, I was like, yeah, come by and by. If bad, let's see how it will go. So time goes by. So now we just continue, like right now, trying that, like, we're like, I'm being given boyfriend material, boyfriend treatment and stuff. Ile enye ukilala mapema, it's a crime. I mean, mimi nikilala ni makosa. Asubuhi nakasirikwa because lala mapema. Mbona made relationships like this? Mbona mkuniambia nikilalanga mapema ni mbaya? Nilikasirikwanga the first week napata siongeleshi because I slept without saying good night. Mimi I dozed off. Kuna makosa. Hi, mnyurumi, mini baby boy, mini last born though. So like, you see, like that time to Kashanza, I'm like, it is like, we think we are kind of dating. Me, I had fallen, because I think we have like around 2 weeks, the third month. I mean, I had fallen so hard, like, well, because you know, it took me a while before I had got into a relationship after like the previous one had not gone that well. So then with this relationship with this chica, and I mean, I was feeling so I mean, it was because when we broke up with this girl, it was so hurtful because I really fell for her. I really loved her, to be honest. I can't remember how it came. I came to really love her. So now we're together for 3 months though. Me, I'm still insecure because I know she has a guy, and like this girl kept on assuring, you know, she couldn't get Angeniacha. I have like those doubts in my heart that, oh, I'll ever leave her for the other guy. She'll choose the other guy over me. Like, she tried to cut that thought out of me, like, no matter what. She'll be like, ah, no, Bebu's Jebu Fikia Tuka, you know, she'll just assure me, like, kill us, Kupargus, you know, like, no. Like, what's not there to love? I mean, I was being shown love, but I'm like, Kume, this is how to love. I mean, no, I have been a playboy before, and I thought that when a playboy starts to simp, we think that girl, I always know, like, she's the one. Because normally, you know, to get someone who will, like, make me really care like that is like, no, this has to be real. So, Simei, like, kind. So, like, your times she's like, oh, like, your baby, you know, we're forever, mate. Don't care about the other guy, me to a watch and stuff. This was a red flag. I never knew. But, you know, when you're in love, you never see this thing. Me, your time, I'm so obsessed. I, like, this girl made me even start watching YouTube couples and watching TikTok couples. I mean, I used to go to YouTube. There's this YouTube couple page. I used to go there and watch, like, oh, this guy's a love. Then I picture myself, me and her. What are the things we've done for love? Crazy, at a squad, I mean, my bro used to come and see these things and like, bro, is he Nini? Guy, I like, the bro used to come and like, I criticize, so I'm like, I was like, no, to hell, bro, Mimi, I am in love. Let me be loved, though. So, like, this is 3 months, we're together for 3 months, but we're like online and stuff. But got me meet because of Corona and stuff. So, we're supposed to join school like 2 weeks' time. So, like, we have made all these plans, you know, maybe when you come to school, we'll do this. Oh, you know, we'd already made plans. So at that time, I was moving into my own place. This girl had even helped me choose a house, like the house I was going to live in and was going to come home. This girl helped me choose the house. We chose the house together. We planned. I mean, Pakal got me after nyumba pamoja. Aye. Like, the house I'm living in right now, to lit after nae. We looked for the things that we wanted in the house, and we looked for it, and we're like, I mean, was it not love? I mean, this was a sign. I mean, we put a game for character. We had goals, bro. Look on them, goals. I mean, guy, I mean, literally fall. I mean, depend on me too. So, like, you know, we had just chosen this house together. Like, so, like, that time, 2 weeks of, I had already started moving. We'd already chosen the house, paid the stuff. So, it was the moving in part. When I used to go to buy stuff this week, she used to help me even buy the stuff, everything, and stuff. So, we did everything together. We were, like, together. I mean, like, we're going to be the perfect couple and stuff. So, let's fast forward to today when we came to school. So, the first day we came to school, like, that was supposed to be our D-Day, you know, like, but, you know, it was a hectic day. We had a lot of registration purposes. I was so busy, so overwhelmed. I had to run, oh, I have this, I'm being called here and here to manage some stuff. So I really didn't get a chance to talk to her the whole day, but we had talked the morning before we came to school because she had traveled. She was traveling the mom to come to school. So me, it looked quite long and I quite fun. So we used to chat and stuff. Tell me, oh, you know, we're still just good. I don't know what changed in a span of 12 hours or less. So, you know, me, because she let me and not talk to. So I bumped into her when we were in school and she was with some of her friends. I didn't know how to react. So I just came, I greeted her like just a handshake. And I think she got mad at me. But what was I to do? She was in a group of 10 girls. I was approaching her. So, no, Nimesha said me out what I saw, like, and she was the last girl in that group. I think she was waiting for me to see how I will react, or she wanted me to introduce her, and I really didn't know how to introduce her per se. So, I just greeted her, and I was like, babe, I'm trying to figure up. I just whispered her to her here. I was like, babe, I'm trying to figure up. I'll come back later. We'll talk. Okay. So, the next time we saw each other was when I was going home at 5 in the evening. So, me meet with her when I'm going home. She was coming from the school gate. Then I tried to talk to, so I approach her. This girl refuses to give me a hug. I'm like, okay, what's up? Then she's like, no, we good. And I'm like, what's up? What are you doing? Like, no, me, I'm just good. That's why I'm choker. Let me go to my room and stuff. So me never didn't live in school. Like, she had lived in school. She lived in school. So like I said I'll text you when I reach home. So me on the way back when I was stage when the gari starts raining, and I'm on the way to Kikimi, I'm like, one of them, she's behaving weirdly all of a sudden. No, I'm like starting to get worried. Why? Because it's not her. You you know, I know her, how she acts, I know she's mad. So me reach home, maybe after a minute, so I went, carried Kapanda Gari, went home. Kwenda home, I am calling this girl, she's not picking up. I'm texting her, she's graying me. I'm like, Kwani, what's up? Mekosana. The next day, it's like that. I approach, I try to talk to her, to Kwashule. Then she's like, no, Swinini. Then she's like, no. Then the other day, when I try to call her to talk to her, this girl says, we meet up and we talk. So me, I was like, what's up? We've not talked for 4 days. You know, it's weird. It's weird. Mona Tunge for 4 days. Why? Mona Mukwani Nimbaya. No, I'm all worried because we moved. We're supposed to come. Even like, we had already planned. You're supposed to come over. Like, you know, just because the day we are free, we're supposed to come over and go out or something. But this girl was not returning anything. So me, I'm like, I'm hurt. I don't know what's happening, you know. And you can't ask her. So let's fast forward. So like, this day I meet her to talk to her. She's like, we can't happen. I mean, it's over. Where? I thought like she was saying pocket money Meisha. I thought she was saying maybe airtime Meisha. But it was like she made it clear it's over between us. I'm like, why? What's over? Like, Mbona, like, what's the problem? We're all good. Like, no, I can't balance you and my guy. I'm like, so this chica, I can't just be, she chose the guy over me. You were the one, I mean, you know, like I told her, you dragged me into the relationship and so on and ifuza. I mean, have you ever seen your heart break into a million pieces of just watching it? I mean, she chose the other guy over me in front of my eyes and she was like, no, I'm doing it for us. I mean, I'm doing it for us. Just, I know you right now you might not understand, but in the near future, you'll understand that this is for our own good. It's going to help us, going to make us happy. Mimuna niacha, then you're telling me I'm going to be happy. Aki Nairobi. Nairobi. Oh mama. I mean, why are you heartless though? I mean, and this is how this girl broke me. I mean, this story is dedicated to the one who broke my heart. I mean, like, that is how my heart was broken when this chica chose the guy, her boyfriend, over me after she told me that I shouldn't worry. So, you know why I've told you this story? It was like everything that has been happening. Like, this chica the other day, it was my birthday. This girl sent me a text and wanted us to go back to the way we were. And I'm like, you dumped me for your guy. Right now, you want to go back into your life. Do you know what I told her? Baby girl, the life is funny, but you know what? You're the biggest joke. Like, seriously, no, how can you just go back to, like, we act as if something is normal? No, she was like, no, you know, I hurt you. I'm sorry. Why you hurt me? So what do you want to do right now? Like, seriously, only you miss her. Kai, I mean, I was like so pissed and so mad at the same time I was reading this text. Only I'm going to say, like, this is my birthday, I want to crawl back. Like, don't come back. I mean, don't come back. Seriously. So, I know everyone out here, I think with that, let me just finish up this story. I mean, not everyone out here has ever been heartbroken. Everyone has a heartbreak story. Like, but for me, just taught me a lesson. Please never ignore the red flags out here. I mean, people are heartless. No one will ever know your true intentions or stuff. I mean, don't fall. Mi nasambu si simp out here. If you know umeanza ku simp, jo umeanza kuwa mtu baldi. Haya. So usikuwe mtu baldi flacking, bro.
Baldi flacking.
Usikuwe mtu baldi baldi. Wow, tata nimeshindwa. Usikuwe, just chill here. Where we spend watu. Just in Nairobi though. People out here break your heart. People do very, very many things to you. So this story is dedicated to the one that broke my heart. And guys, if you want to share your story, just, you know, just send a voice message. There'll always be a link there. Just click the link and send me a voice message and we'll feature it on the next episode. So guys, I think with that we end the podcast. I mean, yo. So have you felt the pain that I was telling you, Mtalia na Mimi? You'll catch us next week, the same time, you know. So it's the same time, same place. Hey, Kongi, not quite the same place. Yeah. The Steps Podcast. Meet us the same time, same place. Next time, as we share with you another episode, we have a big project coming soon. So guys, stay tuned. And don't forget to like, listen, and follow, and subscribe to this podcast anywhere you get your podcast from. Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Catch me next time. I've been your host, Come Your Guy. Say Joe. Till next time, bro. Peace out. Yo.